Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the other episode of I See You Live. Yes, it's been a journey once again. It's glad to be back. I'm glad to be back on here. Glad to be doing everything that I can to keep things moving on this show and just constantly feeling inspired. So I'm just doing this thing, and also my daily life, just doing many projects and many other things as well. So it's always a blessing. It's always a blessing to do this stuff. So today is season 6, episode 4. And it's just about living life. It's about living a good life, really, because so much stuff just goes on in our lives. The Bible even talks about man lives but a few days full of trouble. But through this time here, you do have great moments in your life. I remember watching one time the movie Flight, and it was a good scene between Denzel, this lady, and this guy. This guy was a cancer patient, I believe, and he was terminally ill, so they didn't have too much longer to go. But he looked on the brighter side of things in this scene, and the scene was so good how this guy did it. He said the good part about it is that all the family and everybody gets to come visit him, and he gets to see a whole bunch of people that he hasn't seen in a while. And that's, you know, that is like, so some people curse God, some people do other things, but, you know, the thing about it is to make the best of all the moments that you have on this earth, good or bad, whatever. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, because if you continue to live on, look at everything in the negative, you're just going to be a negative person. Negativity feeds all. I mean, that energy is real. The Bible talks about how one, oh Lord, I'm paraphrasing right here. But bad company corrupts good character. So that stuff feeds off. But if you have positivity, right, and constantly thinking of things just to do, just to better yourself, and that just rubs off on people. Remember the old saying goes, I shouldn't speak louder than words. So, but what we're going to do is we're just going to think about these good things. And through this episode, too, also think about the good things that you, that just calms you, and that this just keeps you going, things that motivate you and inspire you to dream and your desires and all that type of stuff. Because, I mean, that's a part of fulfillment. When you fulfill your goals, you start to feel different about life, and things just keep moving on. You just want to keep pressing on. But let's get into this verse, though. This verse, I'm going to come to a couple different angles, couple different verses. We're going to start in Romans 12, verse 18, right here. And I want to get into this because so talk about Christians. So, like this show, I'd like to focus on Christianity and other aspects of socialness in our community, in our life, in our country, and like that. Try to stay socially relevant, but I do not like to bash anything or anybody or anything like that, but I just like to make people aware of certain things. So this verse, even in some of the Bibles, it even has little markings on it. Some of y'all Bibles may say, because it's where in Romans 12, say, may a living sacrifice, or, and then that's the part where we're about to go to in verse 18, since marks of the true Christians. So two Christians, people of God, people that want to learn more about God, let's do this. So, let's focus on verse 18. Verse 14 talks about, you know, blessed the, I'm going to go through this real quick, starting at verse 14. Actually, let me start at verse 12. Verse 12 is pretty good. It says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. I'm going to stop right there, and then and the chapter goes on a little bit further in there. But I want to stop right there when I pass the scripture. Why? I'll tell you why I want to stop right there. Because Christianity is different from other beliefs. How can I say that? It's very different than other beliefs. The reason why I say that is because a lot of things in Christianity, you really had to self-discipline yourself to do, to carry out the missions of God, talk to people, do these things. Other religions is kind of practice and repetition is kind of the religious thing to do that, to go and witness and eat certain meals a day and pray during certain times of day. It's kind of practice to do. But Christianity, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it, pretty much. You're already saved by grace. You know, you don't have to go to, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to witness to anybody. You don't have to do all these type of things. But the thing is, it's about a desire to yearn to it. So what this is kind of doing right here, and this is kind of what that verse was doing, is kind of it's focusing on the church. And it is focusing on the church in the way of what the church should be and how people should be in general. Because if you have people, some people may call it socialism, something like that, but if people share more in the way of their life, their stories, their ups, their downs, their trials, their advice, even monetary ways, financial ways too, life would be a whole lot better. If we go back even to Acts of how the church was, when I did a segment, I did an episode on that of how the church was from back in the day, how people gave everything and shared, and nobody was in need or in want or everything. Wasn't that like heaven on? I bet that was like heaven on earth right there. So with this verse, these verses pertain to, and I really want to harp on verse 18, says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. All people, we have a reputation, first as a country, then as Christians, to be nitpickers, judgmental type people in our society, and seem like you just can't get along. And even I get testimonies too, and it seems like sometimes people really put you down if you don't do certain things, like if you don't witness, if you don't do stuff in church, if you don't dress a certain part or something like that. What kind of stuff is this? You know what I'm saying? What kind of stuff is this to make you feel bad about yourself or come to church? I mean, some people come with the best they have. Church, it could be your jeans and a wife beater. I mean, that's the best they have. We're not supposed to look so much on the outward. I always say this to people when I go to witness or when I go out, something like that. I say Jesus would be thrown out of a lot of things. A lot of people would not even follow Jesus if he was here today. The reason why I say it is because Jesus was so different. That's why he stuck out the way he did. It's not just because he spoke the thing, he said the things, but he also lived differently as well. Most people would hate him just because he's Jesus. And they did back then, they'll do it now. People don't really change too much, just the time. But that's the thing. How are you going to live peaceably on another when you're constantly trying to find the negativity in something? Start looking for the positive. That's how you start living peaceably with each other. That's how you start getting more positivity in life. If you stop looking at the negative, stop focusing on that, because you will find negative, because nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. You will find negative in this world, but if you focus on it, that's all you're going to find, and that's all you look forward to. That's all that's just going to happen in life, and that's going to be the end result of everything, just negativity all the time. But you look for more peace, what you going to find? More peace. Seeking you shall find, right? Don't try to twist the vow of love. The vow is in all ways and all aspects. But before we keep on going any further in this, let me hit you with the song right quick from the Crazed Church Clothes, Volume 3. It's called Freedom. I'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah! It's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, thinking dollar bills. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heel. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me freedom.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well done as you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done as he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harry and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we threw it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us say.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in that freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
That was Lil Crate, album Church Clothes, Volume 3, and that was the title Freedom. They did it again. So, we went through one part of the segment, and we're about to go through the part about living peaceably with people. I mean, how can you do that if you're constantly looking at the negativity of things? So, you had to put yourself in perspective first. Look at yourself first, the man in the mirror, woman in the mirror first. Say, am I always looking on the negative side of things? Am I always looking on things that have things that God made us to be people? Spirit, people of optimism, people of things, because he would never tell us to go out and preach the gospel. He'd never go out and make disciples if he wasn't optimistic, had that type of thing. But what happens in life is the same thing that happened in Judas. If we don't see it, we don't believe it. So sometimes we need someone to lead us, but all life has trials and tribulations. Everyone's life does. So let's go through this. James chapter 1. Let's go to this one right quick, and I'm going to show you how I'll tie this into everything. Okay, James chapter 1, starting at verse 2. It's a count of all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that a testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, there's a difference of what we see in life. We hear the preachers preaching all the time. We hear everybody talk to deacons and everything. We hear a lot of people talking and spitting all this knowledge and that everything, but it's a different type of feel. You don't know what that person might have went through to obtain that faith. Now, they could fool you about their faith and about the how far steadfast they along are, but the thing is, what did they go through about it, or if they even have that type of faith? Are they just going through education? You know, sometimes if you ever take time out to talk to like the homeless or somebody like that, some of those people are the most knowledgeable people out there that you ever know. They know so much, think so much, did so much. I don't know what they went through, but that is amazing that they are there to spit that knowledge to you. So that's what all this comes together as, Romans 12, all the way up to verse 18, what we read in James chapter 1, verse 2, of what we read of all these things about living with one another. We are here on this earth for X amount of years, and we have to understand that nobody's going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be swayed with your way, every way. I have my life. They have their life. But the thing is that there's a standard of living that we call live, and that is Jesus. And not everybody's going to accept Jesus, but still, the basic principles in the Bible allows everybody to live a fulfilling life. That is no lie right there. But who am I to say that? So you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you're wondering, how can you do this? How can you be more positive? How can you do these things to be a better person? How can you be better husband, better wife, better son, better student, better whatever? You just got to push yourself. That's what James was talking about the steadfastness. When you get reach a certain goal, like a mountain and everything, there's another goal that you got to get. Just like, take, for instance, LeBron James. LeBron James was donned the right, I think right now, the best basketball player in the NBA. The best one. But for a while, for about, I think, seven or eight seasons, I think, he never had a ring. Then he went to Miami, got two rings out of four tries. But now, he kind of got dethroned by Steph Curry, because Steph Curry is playing like he's on cheat mode on 2K right now, and that's unbelievable. But the thing about what the point of the story is that no matter how good you are, no matter what you think you accomplish and everything, somebody out there is going to have your number. So don't try to make this a competition. Just make this for you, your personal goals, your success, what you deem is necessary. All this type of stuff is chasing after the wind. You're never going to catch anybody. You get $1 million, somebody going to get two. You get $1 billion, somebody going to get three. It just constantly goes. You never have enough. So that's why the Bible says to live peacefully with one another. Talk to the lowly. Give to the poor. Help people out. Do things, because that's more fulfilling. In the Bible, did it ever say the goal in life is to obtain wealth? A lot of these things to obtain is stuff you cannot buy. So go out there and do these things. That's the real fulfillment right there, to do these things. I'm about to play this other song too, right quick, and then we're coming to close. And I have another little song to end. This is like a mix of a jazz song, kind of. I think it's from Sizzle Bird, called Celeste. I kind of like this song. So, I'm just going to hit it up anyway. All right. I'll be right back after this. is a verb, Celeste. So I like that song because you kind of create your own kind of reality with that thing. Put your own words into it, whatever. So let's get ready to close it up. Up ahead. So we talked about living peaceably to people. We talked about yourself and how you can start doing things. You talked about how your thought process, your mentality should be, which is thinking more positive and just focusing more on things of like God and things up above and everything like that, because everybody, nobody's perfect. We talked about the church and how the church was. We talked about all these things in this world. We talked about anything, all these things like, you know, that could corrupt you, this world, how the Bible talks about bad company corrupts good character. We talked about all these things. And now it's time to act upon it, because the Bible is all about action. I mean, pretty much any religion is all about action, about doing it, not about a bunch of lip service and doing things like that. But as Christians, you got to put in action to all these things. Sometimes people never see their full potential in Christ because they never put anything into practice behind it. They do a lot of lip service, they go through a lot of emotions and everything, but they never actually see the full potential behind it, what they believe in. And so bringing this to you like this, I mean, good. And what else can I say? Live life to the fullest. Because you only have one. Have some fun with it. Do things that's out of the ordinary. If you don't go to plays, try to go to a play one day. Do something like that. It's about enjoying life and live peacefully. Learn how to live peacefully, too. What about also in Romans, what was kind of pointing out, too. Get to know people. People of different cultures. The people of different things. Get to know people out there. Don't just stay stuck in your little bubble or anything. That's how you learn. That's how you be a part of it, something changing all the time. I mean, life changes. People change. A lot of things change. I mean, and part of it is communication, talking to other people. So you got to do this stuff. That's why I named this thing Lemonade, because sometimes life gives you lemons, so you got to make lemonade out of it. But you got to keep it moving. You got to do this. So catch me actually tomorrow night. A different episode. I think it's part two of what we're talking about with Adam and Eve and everything. And so I'm going to play this song. So don't shun me for playing this song. This is a cover from The Weeknd that did the Dirty Diana of Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, all legendary songs. So this is just a cover from what he did, which is actually pretty good that he did. So there's no cussing on it, of course. So I'm going to go by. It's just direct words from Michael Jackson. So song, y'all have a good weekend. All right. See y'all tomorrow. It's a way to start the weekend by The Weeknd.
All right, Diana walked up to me. She said, "I brought up tonight."